Hear myself.
Hey, welcome to Monday Bullshit with E and T. Bullshit.
Are you E or T today?
What the I was fuck? Both. God damn it.
Okay, this is fucking T. Wait,
that's too hot. You know I have a deep, sultry voice. We have to back off a little.
There you go. Take your mouth off of it for a little bit.
I don't like to take.
We're not starting there because I'm ovulating and things is hard in these streets.
What do you mean? You still ovulate after all them kids?
After all them kids, everything still works.
You would have been one of them mamas back in the enslaved days that had like 15 babies and your uterus would just hang open like a gash in the earth or something.
Is that what we're going to start with?
No.
I mean, we're going
to
start
it's
there.
It's good to see you, friend.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Welcome to Monday Bullshit, niggas.
Yes.
Hey,
and I'm E.
I'm T.
And I go by they, them. And this is the most disrespectful person in the world that I'm sitting across from because they are going to refer to me as she, and I don't like that. And they're also going to try to say that my name is my old dead name.
Erica.
You know what?
That's so flamboyant. Erica.
And he's Erica. Just an asshole, you know? Taniquo is no. Such an asshole.
What am I? I'm a Nawap.
Oh, wait, what
did it stand for? Nigga with a pussy.
Nigga with a pussy. She is. They are. It is a nigga with a pussy.
I'm a nigga with a pussy.
And for somebody that always talks about having financial challenges, can I ask a question?
How did I travel?
Can I tell you, I love that you do it. Like, there's a part of me that thinks you must be out there sucking dick to
I'm
do
a
it. You can't be a stripper. You
Tastes
can't
like
move your
candy.
Back.
Well, I was, but then I had shut up. Fuck you.
But for real, I love it because you. Ever since I met you, you talk about how every year you're gonna take them somewhere.
Yep.
And you manage to take 1, 2, 3, 4 now because you have an adult child that you don't have to do anything for. But then you probably take your grandchild, her baby. And you just hit the road, and then you posting up pictures of pools, and your kids come back even darker and happier than they were before.
Right.
How are you able to do that shit?
Outside of stripping, tastes like candy.
You know you don't strip.
I can feel it. When
I think
you walk.
I think you putting I think you selling you sex on the side of those dinners. I think you selling dinner and a side piece.
That wasn't.
Are you putting your special friend JL up in the, as an offering? Buy two meals, get this pussy free. Is that horrible?
That's horrible. And I wasn't going to find the button, but I ain't going to even press the button.
Okay, we're supposed to, I'm going to do that one day. We need a producer, though.
We've been doing this for how many months now?
I don't know. Is it months?
It's months.
I don't think I label our episodes correctly. Because I just try to think of what it is instead of actually going back and looking
at the date.
So I think we got a couple of 20s. I don't know if we have a 17 or a 19.
We do have a 17.
We don't have a 19. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to look at some things. Or not. Like, this is life. I'm tired of putting a pig in a dress and try to sell it as bacon bits.
Shut up.
Let's talk about the real reason we're here today. How does your body feel today, Tanisha Tequada?
Fuck you, Erica. My body hurts like fucking hell. Shit.
Why is it hurting?
And wasn't because of sex.
Oh, no.
I like my body to hurt.
You know you can have sex with yourself.
I know. And you know what? When I have sex with myself, my body does hurt because I'm like... And then I keep going.
This is why you're probably never gonna have sex again, because that's the sound that comes out of your mouth.
And then I turn around and I rub myself and I hold myself and I go to sleep. Bitch, you did that.
You sound so sad.
Times is hard in these streets.
So you fuck yourself,
right?
After washing all those loads of laundry, did you have a laundromat? I was thinking that you should never travel without staying somewhere that got an in-room laundry.
Yep, I sure did. I always do,
and an in-room kitchen area
all the time.
See, that's cost effective.
Let me tell you how much money I spent. After I paid for the trip, I didn't pay for the gas, and then, you know, I have a working 17-year-old, so she was paying for some things all on her own.
Yes! Hercules. Right? Go ahead, Mala.
So I did the grocery shopping for the week, and that was all I did after paying for the trip.
Wow.
Yep, I didn't pay for gas.
So you paid for two rooms? You get two rooms?
We had a house, so we had a beach house.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh. How did you not pay for gas?
Because my 17-year-old decided that she wanted to pay for
gas. Shit is cute now. It is. That shit is cute now. They're not like, cute until they start doing shit on their own. Right. Like, here, Mom, let me hit you off with a couple of dollars.
I got this. I was like, look the fuck at you.
She your favorite, ain't she?
No. She my favorite girl. 17-year-old in the world.
Is she your favorite girl?
She's my favorite 17-year-old in the world.
That's fucked up of me to put you in that position. You know,
I've been put in that position before.
I know. But on national TV, which is actually a podcast locally, that may be 275 people.
Are we up to 275?
We're almost 300. Oh, yeah, this thing is... We are reaching the masses.
Nigga.
Yeah.
We out here.
Out here in these streets. Out in these
streets with all 275, y'all.
It's 286 now.
Look at that. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Post and repost.
Post and repost.
Share and reshare. My body hurts as well.
What's happening? What's going on?
I did have some great sex with another person.
Fuck you.
My wife is just a delicious treat. She's great. Oh, if it was sex, you could answer it.
It's not sex. Aww. Sex doesn't call
We got to get you lit. Nope. Never mind.
Nope. I am okay.
You are okay. I'm okay. We're okay.
We're okay.
But back to me in my life, right? I did not go on vacation yet. I leave this Friday for our family reunion. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But I hurt because I was in the car crash. And I just had pain. And it rained. My pain is worse. I didn't know that shit was true. When my mama was telling me back in the day, it rained. So my back and my knees and my neck, they hurt so bad.
Like that? That's how she said it?
She sounds like a Jewish woman. And
Erica Delaney, you don't understand when you get my age. Is that how she sounds? Like the lady from Archie Bunker?
Yeah, Archie.
Let's call your mom now. Can we call somebody now? Because somebody wanted to get called in.
Who?
My friend Leah. She wanted to get called in when we did a...
yes.
So you want to call Leah?
She can call in.
How do we do this?
12 minutes.
In 12 minutes? All right.
Oh, you mean call... Oh, you want she me wanna to be set live. Up. Oh, I'm not set up. I don't know how to do it yet. I ain't never done that.
Why you sound like a fucking fruitcake? And I don't know how to do that. No, girl. Mm-mm.
I told you, I'm a gay. What do you want from me? I'm a gay. This is so good.
I don't want to taste anything you had in your mouth. Nope.
Nigga. Listen, so I was home and I had an incredible orgasm, but I've been hurting for months. And so finally calling I've been hurting for years, but it's been intense the past 6 months because I feel like my pelvis is falling out. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, am I constipated? Because I kind of feel like it feels good when I go to the bathroom. But is that just pressure on something else? And I can't be constipated for 6 months. I go like twice, 2 to 3 times a day. Like, I'm not constipated. So I'm just
I'm so fucking confused. If you guys can see my face, I'm trying to put it together.
My pelvis hurts.
What the fuck that got to do with your ass? Like, are you constipated? Why would you connect those two?
Because it's in the same area.
It could be like fibroids or something else. You like, am I constipated, nigga?
Because when I go to shit, it feels relief.
Fucking do anatomy in school with your smart ass?
I know that the asshole is in the pelvis, or the pelvis is wrapped around the asshole. Asshole and pelvis is saying, "Fuck you."
Look at this shit.
I'm not going to justify the fact that I went to art school.
Okay.
Not medical school, not math school, not like other bullshit school. Mm-hmm. It was about becoming an actor.
So you're trying to say my school was a bullshit school?
I mean,
you better be careful because 200 of them fucking viewers is from my school. You better be school? Fucking careful.
Union County?
Oh, shit.
I'm not trying
to stab you, but I want to stab you right now.
I don't know. You never told me where you went to school.
Fuck you, Erica. I went to school where you wanted to go to school. I went to Arts High. Arts High School.
But that's a high school.
I went to Arts High School.
You said you went to, I'm talking about college.
Nigga.
You went to Union County.
I ain't going to no fucking Union County.
Rutgers?
I went to Essex County.
Bitch, I
went
to ACC,
bitch. Yeah, that was the whole thing. I was there for 7 years, too. I'm very proud of that.
Okay.
It's a community college. 2 years.
Yeah, but you also got 5 kids. And so the fact that you have a degree.
Listen.
It's amazing. And it's not from online.
I had a degree after 2 years, though. But I kept going back because I was a professional student. Actually, because it was a game room. And I got my name. And my picture put up in a student's room for what?
How old were your children?
Bitches.
Oh, God.
Space.
We need to play
bitches.
Soon because Aaron and I wanted to play this weekend, but we couldn't find people who had another duo. So yeah, if the, and then when one person says, "Oh, I can kind of play," nope,
we don't do that.
My wife yells too much. You won't feel good about yourself. She will look at you and hurt your feelings. She'll look at me and hurt. I better not fuck up,
yeah,
because I will get it too. Yeah, she don't mess around. And even in people who were like, I was like, okay, Erin, we can give it a try. She's like, no, we can't.
Because she did it. She did her one for the year. Remember, she did it with the white people.
And she worked really hard with my friend Alexa to try to teach her. And I think Alexa knows how to play spades now and talk shit.
You can't put Erin in those type of situations.
Yeah. I got my once per year.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I thought if you feel a release of pressure when you're shitting from your pelvic pain, then maybe it's constipation. Anyway, I called my I called my GYN and I was like, this is happening. And I have breakthrough bleeding between my periods and it's heavier than ever. But it's not like, you know, some people change a tampon an hour. So a extra strength. I don't do that. It's just heavier than it's ever been.
And between the periods.
No, the periods.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I still like clockwork. Fucking A. But I'll bleed in between. And it's not a lot. This is very personal.
Why is your mouth on the mic? Like,
suck
like,
mine. This is my mic.
That's what it looked like she's doing, right? She's sucking it.
You don't put your mouth on.
I won't.
You don't.
I will not.
Because I may have had dingling on there.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You don't know?
I cleaned this shit. You ain't seen me? I cleaned this shit. I ain't cleaned your shit.
You supposed to put a cover on. Oh. I don't know how you cleaned it.
Listen, I got 5 kids. I ain't never put a cover on nothing.
Ew.
Ever.
Ew.
Just all of it. All of it. Give me here. All of it. All of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what keep people healthy during COVID. Just take all the germs.
Just all of it. That's why my skin's so pretty.
Because you just live in dirt.
Fuck you.
People with dirty houses tend to be healthier.
That's true.
I don't know if that's true. I might have been making it up.
Because our immune systems are
And houses with dogs tend to be healthier than houses without dogs. But you got 5 kids. It's equivalent. I got 1 kid and a dog. That's my 5.
That's 5?
Hell yeah. me and the wife this weekend. So I'm telling her about my pain. And she's like, did you make the appointment? Did you make the appointment? Did you make the appointment?
Right.
So you must like being in pain.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I feel like you're attacking me. Mm-hmm. She said, I feel like you are not taking care of yourself. And you're the one who said that you have to take care of yourself, for your partner, blah, blah, blah. Because I said all these things. Like our whole deal to each other is your job is to take care of your mental, physical health,
right.
Spiritual health.
Right.
It's not my job to make you feel whole, healthy, and complete. That's my job.
Right.
So when she has her moment, I say it back, but I'm not used to her saying it back at me. She's been throwing my words back in my face recently.
I love it. Absolutely.
Anyway, I have a doctor's appointment.
Good for fucking
the 23rd. Thank you. Can we get volume with it? Try it again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So that's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where were you?
I don't know. Where was I?
Huh? Your trip, nigga.
Like, I just came from out of the place with the white people, you know, and then I had to go over to H&R Block and do my H&R Block shit. It's a lot of shit.
It is.
It's a lot of
shit. But there were black people in H&R Block.
No, it was just Carmen.
Oh.
She's black.
Latino.
She's almost black.
Latino.
She's black by default. But yeah, so we went to Hampton, Virginia. I have family in Richmond. That's where my family is. That's where all of my, it's like 3 of us up here.
Huh.
And my family is in Richmond. So we went to Richmond to see the family, and that's always great. So I wanted to talk to you because you said I read your post and you was talking about like the feelings that you don't know. They'll accept you and all of the stuff and just being around family. It is so good. It is so good. I haven't seen them in 8 years. The last time we did a road trip was when Tamir was 1.
Wow.
And when I say just welcomed us, like we were there and just, you know, how they do, they feed you and we sit down and take out the box of pictures and we talk about all of the things. That's where home is. That's where my heart is. And I wanted my kids at this age to kind of just have that experience because they were younger when we went. So I wanted them to see, because right now we feel like this is it. We're all we have. We don't have help. We don't have like people that we can call family wise and say, hey, we need something.
Right.
But down there, if we were to relocate, we would be good. So I am considering that. So we took the trip mainly because one of my friends, not because I have money, but I have connections. So I use people. People use me. That's how it works. We barter. I have a friend who has a beach house and she rents it out sometimes to some people who she can trust.
So I got the beach house for a decent price. That was the only way I was able to do it. I was supposed to get a, I was supposed to get a rental because I didn't trust taking my car down. That got screwed up because my credit card didn't go through. Why? Because black people problems. My credit card was canceled and I didn't know it was canceled. And by the time I needed to rent the car, it would have been like the new one still didn't come yet. So a whole bunch of shit that I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. As financial savvy as I am, I didn't know my fucking credit card was canceled. But that was canceled.
Did they cancel it because you didn't use it in the time you were supposed to use it?
Yeah, it was inactive.
You're like a white person, though, with that credit shit. You just keep cards around that you don't touch? That's not very nigga-like.
No, I use them for traveling. I use my credit cards for rentals, for airfare, for things like that. That's all I use them for. So if I haven't traveled in a little while, I haven't used a credit card. They cancel my shit. But it's the credit union credit card, and they're very particular about their shit anyway.
Oh, yeah. You got to use that shit. Was it Navy?
Atlantic Federal.
Okay.
So, yeah, that whole shit. So then I had to drive my car. I hate driving, period. I hate 20-minute drives. I hate 30-minute drives. So the thought of having to take a fucking trip with my kids, and my kids are great. They're great traveling, so that's not the issue. But me, my pain,
right,
taking my car, and then the thought of having to go over the Chesapeake Bridge, which I am very afraid of. It, like, seriously, real talk, anxiety through the roof.
But you did it, man.
I did that shit. I'm in pain now.
But you did it.
But I did that shit, and I'm so proud. And I did a whole post on Instagram about it, like, because this was an accomplishment for me. I got over some fears. I did some shit I never thought that I would be able to do by myself, being a sole driver. Right. I never considered this shit. My kids had an amazing time. We didn't get to see all of the things that we wanted to see, but they got to see family, spend time with family. My daughter got to tour Hampton University, and she's now considering Hampton.
Oh, my God, is
yes,
it time?
It's
oh
time, it's time. And we went to Fort Monroe, and we got to see where the first Africans in Virginia landed, and we did a whole history of that shit. Like, we did a whole, through our hat, had our motherfucking chair outside, and did it. Yeah. So it was an amazing trip. I'm in pain. Yes. I'm scared. Oh, and then my 17-year-old who has her permit crashed my car while we were down there. She was right. We got to throw that in there.
I mean,
because it's always,
you got to have a little levity here.
You know, it's always something. It ain't never smooth. And she's so freaked out. She was like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I already called my job and I asked for more hours and I'm going to pay you. And I was just like, yeah, you are. You know, I had to keep it like, make her scared a little bit. But then I text her, she was like, Mom, I'm so sorry. She kept saying, I said, baby, you're all right, it's okay, it happens. I said, the insurance will take care of it, you know, it's fine, as long as we can get back to Jersey, we're good, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know, she's 17, it's her first time driving. It's like, you know, so
you're such a trash person, but such a great mom. Just like, fuck
you, Erica.
You're really not a nice person, but you're mommying. Like, I gotta tell you, it makes me emotional because, one, I never had it, right? And now I shouldn't say I never had it. I have a mother, and she mothered me the best way she could. But she wasn't, there were things that were not present. And I'm looking at a bunch of my friends and how y'all parent. And you're on the top of the heap here, because you gotta juggle more than one of them, or two, or three, and you're not white. So there's that. And there's you're that. Always, you like, you don't beat them. You're not burning them with cigarettes. You're not like being high on it. Like, there's a lot that comes with your life, right?
A lot.
And all I see you do is love on your kids and hold your kids and be there for your kids. And I don't think you understand.
Stop. Don't get emotional because I'm already there.
Just no, fuck yeah, it. Fuck right. it. Fuck you. Don't tell me what to do.
Fuck you, Erica.
Fuck you, mister.
White people.
Look here, Nawap. Or is it Nawap?
No, it's a
nigga with a pussy. I'm trying to have a moment.
Okay, have a moment.
You're a really great mom.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. Yes, you were probably a trash wife and a trash girlfriend and a trash friend, but you're a really great mom. And you're putting five human beings out to the world who aren't damaged in the place that's supposed to be the safest. Yo. Hats off to you for this one time. No, you don't need to.
Fuck you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I hate you so much, but thank you.
And it brings me to thinking about my own stuff. I had a whole breakdown with my therapist. I was like, I'm tired of being broken because of my childhood. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm fucking 49. And she's like, yeah, but it happened to you. And you learn about it in stages. And this is what we spend our life doing, reconciling our histories, trying to understand who we are. And right now, maybe you're emotional about something because there's things that are connected. You know what I mean? The body keeps score. That book that I told you about. And because I've been so weepy recently and just turning to Erin like she's my mom. Even started calling, come here, mommy. I like it. Oh, it turned me on. The whole thing turned me on. Ugh, fuck you. And it was, but I had to acknowledge that I haven't felt safe in the house with a black woman since my grandmother was alive when I was 10. Because I didn't feel like my mom was safe because she took me away from my family and didn't tell my dad and took me to the white space. And I'm not saying things turned out horribly, but, you know, that's where I got molested. That's always, oh, sure, this shit happened. Right. And so there was a point when I was a little kid that I was like, this don't seem like a good adult thing to do. And when you don't trust your parents, it's really hard to respect them because we want captains of our ship. You know, when you're a kid, you want a captain. Yes, you're going to get mad. Like, has my son seen me mad? Absolutely. But he doesn't see me lose control because I don't need to lose control. Right. I have my in control because I'm the captain of your ship. Now, when you 27... and you see me lose my mind? Oh, I never saw you like that. Well, good for you. I did my job.
Right.
You know, like I've never. So I just I think that all of this never goes away is what I'm learning.
Yeah.
And it's a constant processing. The fucking journey. Then realizing I was feeling jealous about Erin and her relationship with her family and her dad. And I'm like, what? Jealous again? Why am I always jealous of these bitches? And I think because when you don't have a thing as a kid that it seems like everybody else has, I'm grateful for the things I have. I'm not trying to say that I'm not grateful for the things I have. Obviously, I'm the person who I am because of my situations. But there's things that I just learned, like how to have a healthy relationship.
Right.
I didn't know. I didn't know how to be a good friend. I thought you were supposed to fuck your friends. I really, I know that sounds crazy, but I really thought, well, what else do you do? Like, but that's because I had a daddy who said you always need more than one, and a mother who said don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Damn.
Yeah. So I was like, well, this is what we're supposed to do, right? Things get hard if you. And I used to say it to bitches I was with. I used to say, well, if you're not making me feel good, there's always somebody that's gonna make me feel good.
Damn.
And I didn't hear it when I was saying it, but that's fucked up. It's my job to make me feel good in any relationship or no relationship. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I was listening to my father who took me to like seven different aunties' house. None of them related. None of them. Who I would hear him making them scream in the backyard. In the backyard. In the back room. Listen to me.
Damn, daddy's in the backyard.
No. Bent over. You know? Get your ass on that grass. Bend over, bitch. Push that lawnmower, bitch. No, but he was smooth. He was the man. You know what I mean? But none of them were related. They all gave me plates of food and sat me in front of the TV very loud. And then they would go in the back and they'd fuck. And I would eat and eat and eat. And dad would come out. And sometimes he was sneaking away like,
oh, did he smell like coochie?
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know what coochie smell like?
Well, I didn't that fucking, what? How old was I when he was doing this? 13-ish. 12, 13, 14. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention. Huh. That's possible. But I was focused on the food. Like, there was a Jamaican who had the dumplings. Those dumplings. I've never tasted dumplings like that again. Look, I'm juicy. Oh, my gosh. She made the best dumpling gravy. And it was the oxtails and something else. I've never tasted that taste in my mouth again. And I've had some good Jamaican food, but
I have so many songs I want to sing right now. Papa was a rolling stone. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
That is, I fucked that up. I fucked that up.
So you get your hoish ways from dad?
From both of my parents.
Really?
So I just didn't. I had heard about my grandparents, but my grandfather died when I was two. I didn't see it. My uncle, you know, he had left his first wife after 17 years, and they were all dealing with weed and infidelities. So I didn't know that he was smoking weed till my house had started to smell like weed. And I was like, oh, shit, Uncle T was smoking a weed. That's, he was, you know, smoking the easy water from a little kid. I'm like, That's the smell. That's the, and he had cigars. So I always thought it was cigars. And it was. But there was the underlying weed funk that I love so much. So it's his fault.
Look at you. You're doing therapy right now. You know that?
Yeah,
this
I
is
am.
Therapy
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, it is. And I forgive everybody. Like, they were doing the best they could. I can't imagine being black back then and born in 1950. Fuck that.
Fuck we wouldn't have lasted. We wouldn't be here.
No, I would have killed people.
Right. We wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here. You're absolutely right. So I don't know what that was like. I don't know why my mother, like, she does speak like a Jewish white woman. But she was raised in Newark at a time where you went one way or you went the other. Mm-hmm. You were either a nigga in the hood or you know, you were trying to be in their world. And I think that's hard because we ain't got to do that the same way now.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
Listen, this is the quote of the day, right? This, and I stole this from Madea, but this is something that I've always said. Shut up. So you know how black families, I think that we keep the trauma in our families because we don't share. We don't talk about the shit that's happened. We don't talk about, like, everything is a secret. And this is real. Like, for real, Madea said this, but I've always said this. And I'm so, this is why I'm bitter with my mother, my grandmother. It's so much heritage that I have no clue about. And I have to search. And I have to search for my kids. There's so many secrets. And we would probably have better relationships with our parents had they said, yes, I was molested too. I was raped by your uncle. I was raped by this person. Maybe we will have more empathy instead of them doing things the way that they've done them and just leaving us out there to fend for ourselves. Maybe we could fucking close the gap if some of the secrets came out. I hate that black families do this shit. What happens in this house stays in this house. No, the fuck, yeah, it does not.
Absolutely.
I told my kids from the grip, I was molested. And this is how I was molested, and this is why I was molested, and this is why I am how I am with you all. Now, your story will be your story, but I'm telling you to protect you, but also so that you can be very aware that this shit happens, and it happens in families, and
absolutely,
I want you to be aware of that. So can we stop with the fucking secrets in the house?
Yes, I will give you, hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! Like, yes, yay! I felt a little ree-ree on that one, but yeah, no, I agree with you, absolutely. It's so many secrets. I have so many secrets that I had for my friends who have not been able, right, to do their thing with their families. I'm like, wow. But then, as usual, I'm the oddball because my mother was never molested, was never raped, wow, was never touched inappropriately. The only woman I know.
Wow.
And so she's her and also a bit of an asshole. Well, nobody ever touched my body that I didn't want to touch my body. You know, bitch, did you just say that to your two daughters who have been raped multiple times? How the fuck dare you? She has no, everything is based upon her experience with it. Ugh. If she doesn't have experience with it, there's
a disconnect.
It's not valid. Mm-hmm. So she says things like that. And I'm like, do you know what you just said? And she's like, what? I haven't. No one's touched my body unless I wanted them to touch it. I'm like, that must be nice.
Right.
So how are you ending up like this?
And it's like some little shade under there too, because it's almost like I put myself in a position to be touched. Like, we don't have to give mom a womp.
That's a gas face. Get the gas,
That was the gas face.
Yeah. You were too young for the gas face, probably.
I just thought that was motorboating in between the titties.
I love motorboating.
Motorboating is amazing. Alrighty.
All right. Well, this is it. Yeah, I got to go get my face smushed.
What?
And some titties.
Okay.
Goodbye. My wife's bye.